morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest, the top stories. Barbados's first batch of COVID-19 vaccine doses to arrive later this week. The opposition describes government's economic recovery programs as failing, and teachers are reporting that children are not attending online school. I'm Keith Goddard with the details to the news. Barbados will receive its first batch of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine later this week. Coordinator of the National COVID-19 Vaccination Program, Dr. Elizabeth Ferdinand, said the island is to get 100,000 doses and urged the public to take it when it becomes available.
When we look at the vaccine itself, where trials have been, and in phase trials were done, they were done in Brazil, and they're not white. You know, it's done in South Africa, and all of them are not white. So it has been tested in many different ethnic people. So as far as I'm concerned, it is safe for anyone, except those categories that I told you just now, for us to use.
Dr. Ferdinand told a media conference last evening that it was important that people 65 years and older take the vaccine.
They're the ones we really need to target, because it's been shown that the majority of people who get the disease and progress then to have serious disease are those not only with chronic diseases, but the elderly. So we are going to be trying to.
Clinical pharmacologist Dr. Kenneth Connell underscored the importance of an aggressive educational campaign to ensure herd immunity.
I do take the point that there has to be aggressive public education because remember, we are dealing with generations that are exposed to a lot of media, and therefore they have heard a lot of fake news about 5G and all the other things, and therefore they have legitimate concerns. And with them, you also have generations that know the history of vaccines and always will carry that mistrust, and that is nothing that should be kind of dismissed either. So therefore, there has to be aggressive public health education for the uptake to be there. But you're absolutely correct. It makes no sense if only 20 or 30% of a population takes up this vaccine.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams, also dismissed the notion that vaccines are unsafe.
That anti-vaccine sentiment has grown and grown since then to incorporate all kinds of theories about why vaccines are unsafe, why vaccines are implanting chips, and whether or not somebody may be using it as part of a campaign to control us. None of these things are true. And vaccines have kept our nation and all the nations of the world safe for many decades.
And in Trinidad and Tobago, Health Minister Dr. Terence D.L. Singh questioned the suspicion around taking the vaccine.
In England, in 2018, 216 people died because of taking paracetamol. But we have administered 134 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine and no one has died. Why the skepticism? Because of conspiracy theories, the internet, and let me tell you something, part of it is driven by money.
Trinidad and Tobago's Minister of Health, Terence D.L. Singh, and the BBC is reporting that over in South Africa, health officials have put the rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine on hold. This after a study showed disappointing results against its new COVID variant. Scientists say the variant accounts for 90% of new COVID-19 cases in South Africa. The study involving around 2,000 people found the vaccine offered minimal protection against mild and moderate cases. Back in Bridgetown, COVID-19 Communications Coordinator Ambassador Liz Thompson says the health authority shut down 4 parties during the national lockdown.
Yes, people are still having parties, and they're not necessarily wearing their masks, and they're exceeding the number allowed. I'm asked to remind you that it is not legal to have mass gatherings, that this could result in up to 1 year in prison, or fine of up to $50,000. Now, we don't want to criminalize anybody. We want to protect you, and we want you to protect us and the rest of our country and our communities.
It's COVID-19 Communications Coordinator Ambassador Liz Thompson. Barbados recorded 33 new COVID-19 cases at the weekend out of 693 tests conducted by the Public Health Laboratory. We get more from our Tanisha Rockyall.
16 men and 17 women made up the new cases. Four of them had already been at the Harrison Point isolation facility undergoing assessment to determine whether their positive PCR test result showed that they were in fact newly positive or whether they had COVID-19 in the past and were no longer infectious. Of the other 29 cases, there were 26 Barbadians and 3 non-nationals. The total number of persons diagnosed as positive at Her Majesty's Prison's Dodds remains at 362. Of these, 359 have recovered, and the remaining 4 inmates are included in the active cases. Tanisha Rokia, Starcom Network News.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Athey has described government's economic recovery programs as failures and has accused it of misleading the public about the true status of the Barbados Optional Savings Scheme, or BOSS. He said, too, that had it not been for the recent central bank governor's report, Barbadians would not be aware of the slow response by hoteliers to the BESS program. Bishop Athey told Starcom Network News that repeated claims that civil servants had bought 95% of the BOSS bonds are false.
That program is a failure. Only people benefiting from that are one or two financial institutions and friends of the government who have the wherewithal to buy the bonds. That BESS program was still conceived and is now finding ready acceptance among hoteliers. I was told again by the Minister of State in the Ministry of Economic Development and for Investment that is not true. The hotels were buying into this. Now we're hearing otherwise. And the BERT program that we were into now for a couple of years, that is severely has come into question because of all the impact of COVID. Government needs to square with us. Tell us where we're going. Tell us where the economy is trending. Tell us about the hardship which is likely to be inflicted upon the people of Barbados.
So, Bishop Athey also queried the status of the unemployment figures.
You can't simply come and give a report and say to the people of Barbados that we continue to see elevated levels of employment. Please, what does that mean? Government has the capacity to know and to tell us what is the actual level of unemployment of Barbados. This government tends to speak but does not tend to give full disclosure, does not tend to give you the full truth of any story.
Opposition leader Bishop Joseph Athey. The Barbados Union of Teachers says it's receiving reports that some students are not attending online classes and those who are doing so are entering class only for half the day. President Pedro Shepherd says parents need to pay greater attention to their children's education.
Some parents have not realized that the online teaching is school. The students who are not coming online on time, the students who are coming online and then dropping back out. I was even told that the students who are coming online during the break and the lunch. I guess they know when they're going on break and when they're going on lunch, so they pop in 5 minutes before break, probably 5 minutes before lunch. Now, if they're supervised, and we are seeing that a lot of parents are at home, but they cannot leave the children on their own. They need to supervise the children. We don't want them to be doing work, as we are seeing. But we want them to supervise the students while they are online so that they would participate fully.
That's President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Pedro Shepherd. And Barbadians are paying more for the price of gasoline, diesel, and kerosene from today. Gasoline is now being sold at $3.39 per liter, an increase of 8 cents, while diesel has risen by 6 cents and will now cost $2.72 per liter. The price of kerosene has risen by 7 cents and is now being retailed at $1.09 per liter. A recap of the top stories. Barbados' first batch of COVID-19 vaccine doses to arrive later this week. The opposition describes government's economic recovery programs as failures, and teachers are reporting that children are not attending online school. The top stories in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp @me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. The next newscast comes your way at 8:30.